The Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Honey, the online shopping platform that helps consumers save time and money, is building a Boulder office and looking for software engineers to join the team. Find out more at joinhoney.com/careers. Welcome to the Boulder Tech Podcast. I'm your host, Joel Davis. We have a unique startup and tech community here on the edge of the Rockies, and we want you to know about it. The Boulder Tech Podcast features conversations with leaders, thinkers, and influencers, sharing their views on what's happening in Boulder's rapidly evolving tech scene. These interviews were recorded during the 9th annual Boulder Startup Week. When it started in 2009, Boulder Startup Week was the first event of its kind, anywhere. Now, Startup Weeks are held around the world. It's a great example of Boulder's position on the leading edge of tech and the future. Our guest for episode number 13 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is Maria Brown, Vice President of Matter Communications. On today's program, she gives us her take on a number of matters, such as how Google levels the playing field for PR, the maturing of Boulder's startup scene, how to cut through the noise, and perhaps a new project for Boulder Startup Week founder Andrew Hyde. What does Matter Communications do?
Matter is a brand elevation agency. We are full service from creative and digital, SEO, SEM, paid social, to straight up media relations and social media, as well as some niche things like analyst relations and graphics design.
And how long have you been there?
Coming up on year 7.
And how long has the company been around?
We are celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year. In April, we turned 15, so we're really excited.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
What is your position at Matter?
I'm a vice president there. I run the Boulder office. Moved out here about 3 years ago to open the office, and we kind of hit the ground running.
Where is Matter based?
Right on Pearl Street, above the restaurant Japango.
Okay. You opened the Boulder office. Are there other offices?
Yeah, we have 5 around the U.S., mostly New England, but 1 in Portland, Oregon as well.
And who are some big clients of Matter?
That's a good question. We have really big players in the IoT and industrial space, including Casper, which is industrial drones, to Databricks, which is machine learning and AI platform solutions. And then on the consumer side, we have companies like CVS Health and FootJoy, which is a top tier women's golf apparel.
And what does your day-to-day work look like?
So we are a little bit unique in terms of how we approach working with clients. We really consider ourselves more creative advertising minds, but with the PR chops to back it up. So we're working with brands to help them either figure out their messaging and their sort of focus and drive when it comes to external marketing, especially in the startup world. I moved out here. I have a long history working with startups. So we are doing everything from interviewing the CEO to make sure that they don't mess up in speeches or speech writing or writing content on websites, or just figuring out what unique stories they can tell the media to sort of increase exposure, but also maybe attract investor attention.
Are there particular channels that Matter sees as being especially important in getting the right message out for a company or
a
brand?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot around digital. I mean, I don't think it's new to anyone, but the SEO, SEM is so crucial in paid social media. So if you're going to put something on Instagram or social as a brand, you better boost it. Otherwise, it's probably going nowhere, and Google's probably not going to pay attention to it in terms of ranking. So it's an important piece, and especially for startups, I always like to counsel that that's where they should start, looking at that and putting some dollars behind how they're being portrayed online.
What do you think about Google's seeming real control over, I mean, their ranking system, the SEO is such an important thing. Do you think that it's, on balance, a good thing, or maybe not such a good thing that one entity has such a stranglehold on the message getting out from the smallest business to the largest?
I get asked that question so much. And what I like to tell people in my network is you're thinking about it all wrong. You need to see it as an opportunity, and they've given you a platform to excel. And with very limited funds and heavy lifting, you can... Light lifting, not heavy lifting, you can very easily rank with some of the biggest brands on there. Of course, it's hard to compete with Microsoft and Google and others, but as a brand, there's such an opportunity for you to tell your story and to be considered high ranking in Google with just a few tips and tricks in the background. I mean, you really don't have to have tons and tons of money to be sort of considered a top ranker.
Why did Matter decide to become a platinum sponsor of Boulder Startup Week? What do you see in the startup community that inspired you to do that?
Well, there's just an energy in Boulder, right? And Boulder Startup Week is just sort of the penultimate of that energy. And it's a chance for you to mingle. But really, when we moved out here, I had clients out here, and all of my clients were telling me that you've got to get involved with this, especially if you're thinking about making a move out here. Was blessed by Matter. We moved out and we launched on stage during Boulder Startup Week. And within, I want to say a month, we had 5 new clients. And because people saw, we chatted, we talked, and they extended their network like no other city that I've lived in, and I've lived in a ton. So it really had something super special to it in terms of really good quality, kind, driven entrepreneurs can excel here in a way that you can't in any other market.
Is the Boulder tech lifestyle a thing that can only happen here in Boulder? Or do you see the openness and inclusiveness and accessibility of this community? Do you see that spreading to other places? I know the geography here puts us in a unique situation because it's such a small town right. in so many ways. But do you think that the ethic of accessibility and openness, do you see it spreading to other places? Do you think it's even possible for that to happen?
You know, I don't know that I'm the right person to answer this question because I'm still relatively a newbie. But what I can tell you is people are just nice here. I attribute it to the sunshine, attribute it to whatever you want. But people seem to be nicer and more open. And you walk down the street and people say hello. They make eye contact. And so, yes, I mean, geography helps. But, you know, when I go to Boston, the meetups there, it's really very different. And in Manhattan too, it's very different than what it's here. Can it be replicated? Of course, right? But it really takes the right kind of people. And what I've found is a lot of East Coasters and a lot of West Coasters have moved here because of the availability and the sort of willingness to extend networks. Like I was here for 4 days and I had a calendar of like 35 meetings of people that I just met who were willing to introduce me to people they thought A, were either complimentary to what I was doing or someone I could learn from, or B, might need PR. And I'll add to that, C, might be an investor who I should just shake hands with so that they're aware when they start to make investments that we are sort of following the same track they are. So, I mean, how cool is that?
It's pretty cool. Have you thought about where Boulder might be in 5 years in terms of tech? Someone I was speaking with earlier was saying that the tech scene has sort of been maturing over the last several years. Is that something that you've been here long enough to notice? And if so, how do you see that evolving over time?
Yeah, I agree with that. On the one hand, it has matured. But on the other hand, those mature companies are moving to Denver that I'm seeing, which makes me a little sad because it's very expensive to have large workforces here and the commute's tough and it's hard to buy here. So I'm not the right person to talk about that, those sort of other things, but if people at the top of their career and their salary can't afford to live here, that's an issue. I think that this community is going to feel over the next 5 years, but I feel like it's going to have to be addressed. And this is the right community and they will address it because it's just the nature of who everyone is here. But we've got to be able to keep those larger companies too to help attract and retain and even keep cool restaurants and stuff open, right? Like you just can't, if everyone's moving to Denver, that's not a good thing.
Right. And especially if they're driving back here every day.
Correct. Or taking the bus. I mean, one of the problems we deal with is people are late and they feel frazzled or they can't find parking and because we can't offer parking because there's no parking to offer, right? So we just try to pay for their parking when we can when they can't take the bus. But it's something that we want them not to focus on. I can't be the only boss that's saying that, but it's a lot of what they are focused on. And then, you know, they can't have a nightlife afterwards because they're stuck in traffic for an hour. And then they really go to the gym and go to bed. And so it's kind of not, doesn't lead to like a good morale. I'm not saying we don't have good morale. We do because we do other things. But if we could take that one stressor away, just take one away, that would be the one we'd take away.
How many people work in your office?
We are 15 and we have 7 open positions if anyone's looking.
And how many of those 15 commute from Denver?
Almost all of them. Denver or Gun Barrel. Yeah, I'm the only one that lives in Boulder.
Has Matter thought Boulder about moving to Denver?
No, we really like it here because I like it here and I live here, but I'm not going to rule it out, right? And what we might do, like we have an office in Boston and we also have an office in Providence, Rhode Island and one in Newburyport. So we sort of expanded around Boston and opened, well, our headquarters is in Newburyport, but we opened Boston. That immediately was 30 plus. Providence, Rhode Island, I think is 20 to help with the commute so people weren't stuck in Boston traffic. So if anything, I think we would just augment what we have and open something there until we're huge, right? And then we'll have to think of a different solution.
Yes. And that day will certainly come.
Probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. Getting back to sort of the business of PR, there's so much noise out there. How does a startup without much money, what's their best route to cutting through that noise to get their message out?
I always like to advise talking to your local reporters, trying to get on their writer, sending them a quick note and just say, hey, we recently moved to the area. We've recently opened up. We saw you covered an XYZ article. Do you want to sit down for a cup of coffee and just get to know us a little bit? We have some news coming out and always try and, you know, could just be the launch of the company or a couple of new customers or maybe some new partners or funding is always works, or that you're hiring and you have open seats. Local publications love sort of anything that kind of feels good about growth in their area. And then you can send those articles to tech or business press or consumer press and just say, hey, I just want you to see a couple of articles. We are growing. We're getting some attention. I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be in Boston, these national reporters. Are you interested in just hearing our story too? And it works, believe it or not. And I've advised several of my friends who are entrepreneurs and CEOs or co-founders, if they're not ready for us, Matter, that there's several quick things they can do. And you just have to not sound like a robot over email. And usually a reporter will pay attention, especially in your local market.
Although that may be challenging now in Boulder with all the issues with the Daily Camera. And the
Listen, those are some serious issues. So,
do you think, and this is completely random, but do you see an opening for maybe like a locally owned newspaper to grow out of this Daily Camera disaster?
Wouldn't that be amazing? And I really say to whoever considers himself super interested and super invested in a good writer to do that. I don't have the time to do it, but it's needed in such a way because I find that some of the reporting, and this is not just the Daily Camera, but some of the reporting is so based on relationships and who advertises locally that I don't want to get in trouble here, but I do. And I feel like just an honest conversation, something like a podcast like this, but written, would go over so well here. And it's an opportunity and it'd be a lot of fun, like the Andrew Hyde of written content.
Well, it did occur to me that Andrew Hyde would probably have some involvement in whatever rises from the probably soon to be ashes of the Daily Camera.
Yeah, look at us thinking up new entrepreneurial ideas and handing them over to Andrew. Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Exactly.
He's busy enough.
How does it feel being a woman in the tech scene and startup scene in Boulder?
Less lonely than in Boston. I can say that. You know, Boston has a lot of great things about it, but in Boulder, I feel like I've had access to some of the most nationally renowned CEOs, co-founders, VCs, and they really do take my advice and they listen and they love it. Now, it could probably happen in Boston too. I just wasn't as connected. It doesn't have that connection. I'm sure some people do that too, but here it's just so unique. And I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing that, but I have an opportunity to not just meet with women, like-minded women, but to meet with like-minded men. And that's sort of where I hope that ripples across the rest of the U.S. because it's delightful, you know?
Do you think that's something that, because so many people are moving here from both coasts, do you think men who already have that ethic or whatever you want to call it are moving here because they see that this is more of a place for that? Or are they moving here because it's awesome just in general and then realizing like, oh, this is how it is here. I need to open my mind.
I mean, I can't speak for other people, but what I notice is some people just get sick of the same, right? The same. And there's been a lot reported about, you know, some stuff that's happened to VCs in the Valley. There's some stuff that's, you know, no matter where you go, man, there's bad men and bad women, right? And I feel like here it really, people who are sick of it tend to look at Boulder because so much is written about how great the culture is. And so it's certainly probably one of the reasons, you know. At some point in your life, you either figure out that it's not all about money and you have to be fulfilled spiritually a little bit. And I'm not really a religious person, but I just mean like there has to be more to life than work.
Right.
And you have to feel good about more than just money driven and you're succeeding in your company. And this is kind of that environment where we're all kind of like-minded in that we work really, really hard, but we have a lot going on outside of work too that keeps us fulfilled.
And going back to what you said about bad men and bad women being everywhere, of course, that's the case. But as I was speaking with someone yesterday, he commented that, you know, one of the unique things about the Boulder tech community is that if you come in and you're just a huckster or a scammer, yeah, or you're that bad man or that bad woman, yeah, you're going to get drummed out. You're not going to be made to feel, you're not going to be welcomed here.
Yeah. It's like, I always joke about VCs. It's like the schmarmy, of Silicon Valley, I equated to that, like the schmarmy salesy guy doesn't really work or play here. You know, if you get up and you speak marketing speak to people or you speak salesy speak to people, they just kind of glaze over and they quickly move on. If you're just yourself and normal and like what you do and don't push an agenda, just educate, it's way better, right? But there are people that have come and you just kind of, you're being talked at versus having a conversation, and nobody likes to just listen to somebody just talking about themselves. It's not fun.
And maybe that's really, aside from the amazing, you know, world-changing work that's happening here, maybe that's the most important thing of all, is just people learning how to, or seeing the value that just being yourself and being real brings to even the professional and the work environment.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because when I go home to the East Coast where I grew up to see family and stuff, you can't talk about politics or religion. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner gone awry, right? Like people just don't know how to communicate. Here, we can have a civil conversation no matter what side you're on, you know, blue or red. We can all agree that maybe some stuff needs to change now, but nobody gets super fired up. They really just listen to the other side a little bit. And maybe it's just the people that I'm hanging out with. There aren't a lot of reds here, but
right,
the few that I do know are still super open to what I, you know, my side and their side, right? Or my beliefs and their beliefs. And so I, you know, it's not just about the work or the life. I mean, it's really about everything. It's who people are here, which is kind of cool. And I couldn't wait to leave New York.
Anything else you'd like to add about Startup Week or Matter or tech or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say for anyone thinking about coming and joining from outside, or just anyone thinking about becoming an entrepreneur or starting something on their own and chasing a dream, like if you're on the fence, you need to come to one of the Boulder Startup Weeks, because you'll walk away just convinced that you can do it. And those people will keep in touch with you and they will check in, and you're open to checking in with them, and they'll be responsive, and you know, they love to give feedback. And there's something, you know, remarkable about it.
Everyone makes it look so easy.
it's not easy. I'm not saying that, but you know, when you lose steam, there's always people there to sort of encourage you.
Yes. Well, I think the emphasis on that work-life balance is really the difference.
Yep.
Maria, thank you very much.
This has been great. Thank you for having me.
That was Maria Brown, VP of Matter Communications. Learn more about Matter at matternow.com. Episode number 13 of the Boulder Tech Podcast is presented by Boulder Startup Week Change the Ratio track sponsor, Uber. The Boulder Tech Podcast is made possible in part by Boulder Startup Week Platinum sponsors Matter, Zayo, Google, and Boulder Engineering Studio. We're also presented by Glider, a Colorado-based community movement and nonprofit that produces Boulder's Ignite and TEDx events, as well as Boulder Startup Week. Learn more and consider a donation at glider.com. Thanks to Dojo 4 for providing space for our podcast studio, and to KGNU Community Radio for the recording gear. Our intro music is by Echodeck, that's Eccodek. Hear more at echodeck.com. Our outro music is by Earthrise Sound System. You'll find them at earthrisesoundsystem.com. The Boulder Tech Podcast is produced by me, Joel Davis. Your feedback, criticisms, and comments are welcome. Reach me at joel@thevibrarian.co. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here for the next episode of the Boulder Tech Podcast.